of the blind harper, how he lived in Hogmaven town. He went down to fair England to steal King Henry's wanton brown. First he went unto his wife with all the haste as go could he. This work, he said, will never go well without the help of our good grey mare. Said she, take the good grey mare, she'll run o'er hills both low and high. Take the halter in your hose, leave the foal at home with me. His man went to England gone, he went as fast as go could he. But when he's got to Carlisle gates, who should be there but King Henry? Come in, you blind harper, and of your music let me hear. But up and said the blind harper, I'd rather have a stable for my mare. The king looked over his left shoulder, and he said unto his stable groom, go take the poor blind harper's mare, put her beside me once and brown. He did creep straight to the stable door. He's gone with a tread so light as light could be. When he's opened and went in, he found 30 steeds and three. He took the halter from his hose, and from his purse he did not fail. He slipped it over the wanton's nose and tied it to the grey mare's tail. He let her loose at the castle. She didn't fail to find her way. She went back to her own cold fall 3 long hours before the day. Then in the morning, at fair daylight, when they had ended all their cheer, behold, the wanton brown had gone, so did the poor blind harper's mare. Oh dear, alas, said the blind harper, never alas that I came here. At home I've got a little cold. Shall you call?